Padre Pio was best known for healing people's souls, but there were also those who came to him in hope of physical healing. Keep watching to see what happened.
Ave mundis pes Maria.
Welcome to our YouTube channel following Padre Pio, about a Capuchin monk, mystic and miracle worker whose intercession is still very powerful and active today. We publish videos 3 times a week on Monday, Wednesday and Friday, so follow us to find out more about the life of this fascinating saint, and you will be amazed at what Padre Pio can do for you, a family member or a friend. Padre Pio was known as the Doctor of Souls. People would travel great distances to talk to him about their spiritual problems. But there are also many testimonies about miraculous physical healings associated with Padre Pio. In today's video, we take a look into 3 of these testimonies. Mimo, the first child of Ignacio and Lucia Meredino, often had headaches. Activities that required physical effort would trigger the pain. The poor child would stop playing, and with his hand on his head, he would say, "Mom, I have a headache, a terrible pain." His mother wanted a doctor to examine him, but the father said, "No, I'm taking him to San Giovanni Rotondo to find Padre Pio." And he left. When Ignacio arrived, he asked Padre Pio what he could do for his son. "You have to take him to a good doctor to examine him," said Padre Pio. "I will pray that the Lord will enlighten the doctor as he makes his diagnosis." Ignacio was dissatisfied with Padre Pio's answer, so he asked Maria Teglavia to intervene by talking to the priest again. So the good spiritual daughter did. "Father, Ignacio, the father of the sick child, will not take the child to the doctor. No doctor will examine the child. He will not take him anywhere. He wants you to do everything. May you take care of it." Padre Pio listened, looked up, and after a pause of silence said, "All right." Mimo never had a headache again. This reminds us of the story of the Jew who needed bread in the middle of the night for his guests. He knocked on a friend's door to ask him for some bread, but the friend was unwilling to get out of bed. Jesus says, "If you knock long enough, you will get what you need." God wants us to persist. This next testimony is from Sister Eleonora Di Carlo. She tells us, "One day, I don't remember the exact date, but it was in 1963. My brother, who was in Potenza, told me the sad news. My mother had suffered from a stroke, and the doctors did not give her any hope of recovery. We, the Sisters of Casa Sollievo della Sofferenza, or in English, Home of the Relief of Suffering, the hospital founded by Padre Pio, had the privilege of being able to wish Father Pio a happy Easter during Holy Week. I took advantage of the opportunity, and when I got close to the Father, I took his hand to kiss it and ask him for the grace to heal my mother. He listened to me and looked at me with his heavenly eyes and said, 'All right.' She healed a few days later, and when I went to thank him, he replied abruptly, 'Are you coming to thank me? First go and thank our Lord Jesus Christ.'" Our third testimony is from Dr. Nicolino Belantuono. He tells us, "In July 1949, I had to take a medical exam at the university, and I asked Maria Chacha, a spiritual daughter of Father Pio, to ask Father Pio for his prayers. At the end of one of her confessions, she presented my request to Father Pio. Father Pio replied, 'You will pass the exam, you will pass.' But then, staring into the distance, he cried, 'Poor son, poor son.' Maria was surprised, but did not ask for an explanation, thinking perhaps Father Pio was referring to someone else. The exam went well, and I returned home on July 17th. But after a few days, I started to feel severe pains in the epigastric area, but with reflexes in the whole abdomen, which were getting stronger and stronger. I thought I was going to die. I thought it was a perforation. I repeated throughout the night, 'Go to the priest, go to the priest.' They gave me painkillers, but when the effect wore off, I started to feel the pain again and started to vomit and hiccup. The next day, my father, a physician, consulted his colleagues, and they all said nothing could be done. Meanwhile, my sister and my fiancée Maria went to San Giovanni Rotondo and they arrived early in the morning. After hearing the Mass, they approached Father Pio and said to him, "Father, Nicolino is dying." "What's wrong with him? What's wrong with him?" asked Father Pio worriedly. "The doctor said that he has peritonitis and that there was nothing they could do." Just a quick explanation, peritonitis is the inflammation of the inner wall of the abdomen. Let's continue. The priest lowered his eyes sadly and remained silent for a long time. Then, calm again, he said, "Don't worry, everything will be fine." And he departed after blessing them. The two women returned home calm and comforted and shared what the priest had told them. Since then, I started to feel better, and the vomiting and pains have decreased. After 20 days, I was able to get up. The fact that we have these testimonies today shows to prove that those who received these miraculous healings and their families were thankful to God for His mercy. You certainly remember the story from the New Testament, the cleansing of 10 lepers, when our Lord heals 10 lepers, but only one comes back to thank Him. Let's not be one of those who forget to thank God for all His healings, physical and spiritual. Thank you for listening. Please subscribe, click the reminder bell, and share with your friends to help promote our channel. But the best way to get involved in our Padre Pio apostolate is to enroll your Mass intentions for next Friday's Padre Pio Holy Mass. Just click the link in the description below. Check out the videos on the end screen and stay tuned for the next video on the life of Padre Pio.